It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so you probably weren't watching last night. I wasn't, but Dancing with the Stars. Shocking elimination, they said.
Thought it was
shocking.
Over.
Shocking. It's just started, Riggs. We've only had two couples go home.
Well, it ended.
Carol Baskin being one of them.
Yeah, it ended in my heart when Carol Baskin got kicked off.
Yeah, so. Well, right. Last night they made it. I think they were trying to ramp it up like Christelle Staus or whatever the hell her name is. The Chriselle, whatever the hate. You know, the
well, we can't even pronounce their names. Why do we care?
I don't even know their names. I'm like, oh my gosh. She was the one married to Justin Hartley from This Is Us.
Oh, right.
And she's on Selling Sunset on Netflix. Chriselle. Oh. I always want to put a T in it. Chriselle, but it's Chriselle Staus.
Chriselle.
She didn't go home, though. She shouted her love for New Kids on the Block. New Kids did a video saying, thank you for loving us. She freaked out. And then Jesse Metcalf got sent home after all that stuff. So Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives. You remember?
I do. I remember him from the John Tucker Must Die.
There you go.
I remember him from.
There's another one of his three movies. There you go.
That's it.
Yes, that shocking elimination of the guy who was on a show 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm shocked Jesse Metcalf got sent home. What the hell?
Dancing with the Stars.
It just is what it is.
It sure is. And it isn't much. That's saying something.
Amen.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Don't have kids. Don't want kids. But I know many people with kids.
Yes, Riggs. So you seem to know how to handle mine. I got to hear this.
Well, I handled the situation with a child. He was a little bit older than your kids.
Okay. Mine are 7 and 9.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit older than your kids,
okay.
Allie. I was at a dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
His name was Miles.
Yeah.
You probably know Miles.
I know Miles. Yeah.
Miles loves to eat his cheeseburgers, and Miles always orders dessert all the time. But they're always very...
Miles is the same age as Owen.
Is he?
Yeah, they're like 8, 9.
I'm terrible with kids' ages, man. Terrible.
I know, because they played together. That's why I know.
Yes. So he always orders his cheeseburger, and then he, at the end of the meal, orders a dessert. And nobody else wants dessert, but he does.
Well, yeah, because he's a kid. Duh.
Yes, because all boys do. So they were like, you got to eat the whole thing. He was like, I don't know if I can. And I said, you absolutely can. Have you ever seen Man versus Food? So I go the challenge route with this kid, right?
I've never seen my kid not finish dessert. But
really?
Go on. Yeah.
Well, he's like, I don't know if I could finish the whole thing myself. And I was like, there's a show called Man versus Food where they do food challenges. Basically, he goes around the country, this guy on the Travel Channel, and conquers eating challenges. He went to Jake's Deli, had the commish challenge, which we did one time.
Yeah.
We took that thing down.
That's right.
We had to help someone else out, our third guy. But
yeah.
We made it happen, though.
I forgot about that. We did do that.
We did.
We killed it. Dude.
We did.
Because Riggs and I always finish. We don't mess with a challenge.
No.
Allie and I. If I'm about to die, I will finish the sandwich. Don't tell me I'm going to lose or it's on.
That's it. Allie and I are members of the Clean
We're
Plate
too competitive,
Club.
We are.
So that's, I think, what worked and what triggered in Miles' mind was I talked about the challenge and I was like, you can eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And if this guy can eat a whole ice cream sundae, if he can eat a giant sub sandwich, if he can eat a pizza the size of a freaking
car wheel. Listen, Uncle
you
Riggs
can do
is
it.
Going to teach you how to eat way more than necessary and gorge yourself into oblivion like we do.
So I think by challenging him to do it, he like got this passion inside of him. He was like, all right. And he like put on this game face and started going to town. It was just a little, it was a little cookie with a scoop of ice cream.
Oh.
He got about 3/4 of the way through it and he pushes it to the middle of the table and he goes, puts his head down. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I got to talk to Miles. I can't believe he couldn't finish a dessert.
Couldn't finish it. Couldn't.
My kids would eat an entire thing of ice cream if I let them. Like an entire tub. Last night, do you want to know what my kid ate for dinner?
What?
An entire medium-size Domino's pepperoni pizza. The entire 8 slices, Riggs. He's 8.
It's a personal
pizza. He's turning 9 this month. It's not a personal, it's a medium.
Yes, every pizza is a personal pizza. If you eat it by yourself in one sitting, that's a personal pizza.
One, I said I'm going to be broke by the end of this marriage of mother and children. And two, aren't you sick? A medium-sized pizza?
When I was 9 years old, my mom took me to Taco
That's
Bell.
Crazy.
She asked me how many tacos I thought I could eat. I said 10.
Oh, no.
I ate all 10 tacos and ordered two more.
Did you get sick?
Nope.
I would eat tacos before 12 pizza.
Of them.
That's crazy.
12 of them. But I thought the act of challenging a child to eat when you want to get them to eat something, I think challenging a kid triggers something in them that makes them want to do it.
How you act like you're teaching them something positive,
but
though. I don't understand what I'm supposed to get out of this as a parent. Teach my kids to gorge themselves more than they already are? What is the message, Riggs?
This validates the fact that I don't need children because I would be a terrible parent, see?
What was the message? I still don't know.
Challenge the child when you want them to eat something. You've got to give them the challenge.
Oh, but you
when
use
you challenge
ice
them.
Cream and chocolate
I know,
chip
which
cookie.
Is why,
that challenge sucks, Riggs.
Which is why I would be a terrible parent. Parents, so thank you for just validating
okay,
that.
Okay, if you had come in and said, hey, I challenge Miles to eat a whole bowl of peas and a side of corn
right.
and a few lima beans and he did it, I would be impressed.
Right. He ate all those vegetables by himself? Yes. But no, he 3/4 of the way ate a cookie and ice cream.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, you might have taught the opposite, that if you want them not to gorge themselves, give them everything and tell them to go at it and they'll give up. See?
All this has done is reinforce the fact that I shouldn't be a parent and now I'm hungry.
I'm still confused.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We do commercial-free hours here all day, every day. Another one happens at 7:20 this morning. Mm-hmm. On Kiss FM.
Nice.
The mask mandate extended through November 21st. That is being upheld as of yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court determined that. So be prepared to at least be wearing your mask through November 21st in all indoor areas.
I can't believe we're fighting this with our numbers the way they are. I still don't even get the fight that we waste time in court over this. I don't get it.
Well, because they don't have anything else to do.
I don't. If that's the most of your personal.
When they show up to court, by the way.
I can't even imagine that being
five
fighting
days.
A mask mandate. What the hell?
The last 5 days have gone down with positive cases in Wisconsin. So that's positive, looking at it that way.
We
that's
still
only
had
five
over 2,000 yesterday, didn't we?
1956 yesterday.
Yeah.
Just close.
Yeah, I mean.
Just shy of that. Still didn't beat the record of 3,132 cases on the 8th last week, so.
Just of all the things that piss you off, I'll never get that one. I don't understand that one at all.
Oh, the mask thing, right?
I don't get it.
Toss it on.
People are real mad. I mean, we're going to court over this.
Yeah. They're saying there could be a $200 fine. Violators are subject to a $200 fine. So if they're going to enforce it. If they catch you and they enforce it, then yes.
Well, it's not like anyone's enforcing it anyway.
Right.
I mean, we've all been to businesses where you see people not wearing them, even if there's a sign.
The mask thing to me, since the beginning, has been like when you go to someone's house and they say, hey, would you mind taking off your shoes? What do you say to them? No, I'm leaving my shoes on. It's my right to protect my feet, my body, my choice with my shoes. No, you like, okay, let me take off my shoes.
Let me try to be a little considerate here.
Right. I realize that we're talking about shoes and health, and that's different.
Well,
it's common
science,
courtesy.
Though. They have enough science now to know what masks do. We've seen
it's
it.
Common courtesy.
Science versus common courtesy, okay? I can't even. Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand. I won't.
Rock that mask.
You can
mask
text
up.
In 414-799-1037. Why are you so mad? Tell me. What are you so angry about?
Screen and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Kristen Cavallari getting divorced from Jay Cutler. In fact, getting rid of her last name. She has Cutler legally. She's going to drop that. We still call her Kristen Cavallari, so I don't think that really matters.
Kristen Cutler sounds dumb anyway. Sounds like a porn star. An adult film star, Kristen Cutler.
Only a dude would go there in their mind.
Of course they would.
I didn't hear that at all, but of course a man went there.
Yep.
Anyway, so she was spotted making out with a comedian in Chicago over the weekend at a bar. Jeff Dye is his name. I don't expect you to know him, but I'll tell you a little bit about him. He sounds like a grown man child. He's a very average dude. He joked that he likes women with kids because they're always going to all the places he likes to go.
Uh-huh.
He said, they tell me their day. They're like, we're getting breakfast, going to the water park, and then getting ice cream. And I'm like, I'm in. Me too.
Yeah.
So he said that's the way he likes dating women with kids. But they were spotted kissing. She's not divorced yet from Jay Cutler. You know, that's where I draw the line, though. I'm not a fan of the coupling up before the things are final.
Yeah.
you know?
I've had friends that are in divorces and they're like hooking up with other people during the proceedings. And I'm like, why don't you just wait till it's
over? Well, hooking up's one thing. Then that's the choice of the other person knowing the person's still not, you know? I've dated someone going through a divorce. That's why I advise not to. It's not based on nothing. It's experience. I'm telling you. Let it be done and then let it be cut the ties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not that long.
No, you could wait another 6 months. You suffered through however many months or years of an insufferable relationship.
The other problem with the separated or not divorced yet is people lie.
All the time.
They use that as, we're getting divorced. They've done nothing. You know what I mean?
No paperwork's been filed.
You gotta be careful with that, too. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened in the store yesterday?
I mean, I thought I had seen it all, and I have not seen it all. Because, I knew people were dumb, but we got a lot of weird people out there these days.
Even in 2020?
Even in 2020. Wow. It's like some of the most obvious social cues people that I don't even know what this is, a social cue or just weird.
I wonder if people are less socially aware because they've been so socially isolated. Maybe people are forgetting public behaviors.
That makes them self-centered and oblivious to the world.
Exactly, exactly.
My Lord.
What happened?
This guy wasn't socially isolated, actually, because he had his mask hanging off. So that guy's going out living his best life. This is not one of those people, dude.
Was it around his neck or around his chin?
Under his nose, looking really stupid. Yeah, the whole purpose.
The chin diaper is
Your
what I call that.
Your nose matters, too. Yeah.
It's a chin diaper.
Anyway, so he's in Walgreens. I'm in Walgreens, and this guy's phone rings, and I'm two aisles over from this guy. Yeah. And he answers on speaker rigs and has an entire conversation.
I
left the store and I could still hear him on the phone. I was in there getting like four items, like shampoo, deodorant, a few things I needed. And this guy, I've seen people on the phone in public, but I've never seen it like this, where the person was on speaker at full blast.
Yeah.
And the guy was talking really loud. And my first thought was, does the person on the phone know that everyone can hear them? Like, that would make me uncomfortable, first of all, being the other person on the phone, because they're talking about nothing that matters. It's like, hey, how's it going? I got a new truck. All right, how's the new truck? It's good. I mean, this is like the kind of important.
I was going to ask. No. I had two questions.
Yeah.
First, what was the store?
Walgreens.
Okay, so it was not a huge store.
No.
Just for people that were listening.
This wasn't like
a Meijer where he was in one side, you were in the other.
Everyone in Walgreens could hear this. That's why I said I'm not even exaggerating. It was that loud. And as I looked at him from way across the aisles, as I walked by, he would look at me and I'd be like, this guy is so oblivious to the fact of how loud this phone is. And we can hear, this is the strangest thing. There's no social skills in my mind. Like, how you are oblivious right now. It's not like you're on the phone talking with it up to your ear.
Right.
You're holding it out with the speaker on full. I still can't get over it. And they weren't talking about anything. I'm going fishing. Oh, that's good. It was like stuff like
just
that.
Just a regular conversation.
It was not
about the items that they were shopping for or a prescription or something. Somebody at home was sick and he was getting something.
And said, hey, dude, how's it going? And the guy decided to leave it on speaker in the middle of Walgreens. But here's the worst part. It's not like he kept shopping. He's standing in the same spot because now he's not getting anything done because he's having a full conversation with his mask hanging off. So I was like, dude, I can't anymore. People are just too much for me.
Now,
like,
I've witnessed this at a Pick and Save, but this was a woman who was literally doing her entire grocery shopping on speakerphone, just sitting on her cart. And I saw her not once, not twice, but three times. Once in the produce section. Whoever was at her house, probably her husband. It was a male on the phone. Her husband or boyfriend.
Was it about the groceries?
Yes.
Well, that's different.
And
then
the whole time.
Even that's annoying.
The whole time. Down the produce, then I saw her. And then I saw her in the condiment aisle. Saw her again in the dairy aisle. Three times on a cell phone the whole time.
Like he's controlling her.
Or I don't know who was controlling who.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
It was very weird that they couldn't just get it all together and get the list together.
That you wouldn't know what to buy in your house.
Yeah, I was like, now you're at the end of the store. You've gone through the entire store.
Yeah.
And you're still on the phone about what you're getting. She was like, now do we want milk? And I go, because they were talking about everything that was in there.
How do you not know if you want milk?
Maybe the person had special needs. They blind a person maybe they were talking to on the other end? I don't know. I was trying to think of why you would possibly
why?
Be
yeah.
on the phone with your entire grocery list going through everything.
That's
it was
weird.
Very bizarre.
That's really weird.
People are socially awkward sometimes, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this guy blew my mind. Yeah. I can't get over how loud he was. And the fact that I really wanted to, I almost thought about walking up and saying something into the phone, like, hey, dude, we've heard your whole convo. And the guy, could you imagine the guy on the other line who's like, who was that? And I'm like, oh, we're just at Walgreens. The whole store hears everything you're saying right now because your friend has you on full blast on speaker for some reason.
I have a girl that is a friend that says when she hears other women on the phone in the bathroom, she will yell, I'm in the bathroom right now. We're in a public bathroom right now. We're in a public bathroom. We're pooping right now. Really loud just to make it awkward for the other person.
That's weird. At least they went to the bathroom right. to do it. I mean, geez,
while you're going,
where are you supposed to go?
Disrespectful. You're talking to somebody
well,
while you're going to the bathroom.
Chick's trying standing by the sink on the bathroom.
That was in a stall. 414-799-1037. If you witnessed stuff like this happening in public, just people being completely oblivious, completely clueless to the world, their surroundings.
Recorded it because it was that obnoxious. Like, and it's me calling somebody obnoxious that it was that loud.
Right.
I mean, what does that tell you?
Uh-huh.
You going fishing this weekend, man?
When you've made the obnoxious person call you obnoxious,
I mean,
you've officially crossed the line. Yeah. 414-799-1037. If you witnessed something like this happening, we want to talk to you. You can also text that number. It's a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day on Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. People behaving bizarre, annoying in public. Lack of their surroundings. No idea what's going on. Allie's got a guy in Walgreens just yapping away on speakerphone.
It was insane. Insane. I've never witnessed someone on the phone on speaker this loudly.
Oblivious.
Like full, and all I could think was the other guy on the phone has no idea that he's in Walgreens broadcasting everything he says to the world. That guy would probably be more pissed. You know what I mean?
Or like the person talking to someone in the bathroom on the stall. Like the other person on the other line.
At least you went somewhere to try to
It wouldn't
have a
bother
convo.
You if I was talking to you while I was in the bathroom, going to the bathroom. That wouldn't bother you?
Going?
It would bother you more that I was talking to you in the speaker at a Walgreens?
I wouldn't tell you I was in the bathroom, first
you
of all.
You would hear the echo. That'd be weird.
Get over it, man.
Kelly.
I mean, you can't win them all.
Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly's in downtown Milwaukee, and she said she never calls in, but she has a story that's so good.
What's up, Kelly?
It's totally going off the bathroom thing, but it was just everything that was part of it was just insane. So I'm going to the bathroom on my break, and mind you, I was pregnant, so I pee all the time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear another woman walk in, and I hear crunching. And then I realized that she was eating carrots.
Crunching? She's eating carrots in the bathroom?
Talking on speakerphone in the bathroom while going to the bathroom.
No way.
Talking on the phone. And then I finished doing my thing, and I flushed the toilet. And she said, excuse me. And she's like, that's really rude that you flushed the toilet while I was talking on the phone.
She did not.
What?
She did.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what?
What?
While you're talking on the phone, using the bathroom and eating carrots, you're weird.
Carrot sticks. I was like, man.
Eating and going to the bathroom is disgusting. That I cannot get behind. I don't understand it. I don't know why you would do it.
Horrible. And then eating with gloves on, it's just nope, nope, nope.
Eating with gloves on?
What?
Who does that?
Oh my God, it's so a thing, and I don't know why.
Eating with gloves on?
Who does that?
Yeah. There was a guy at work right when all this mess started where he was wearing gloves, eating a donut in the break room, talking about how unfair it was that he couldn't work from home.
Okay. So he's a little different.
Yes, he's got issues with that guy.
We're not even wearing gloves now, six months later. We're just wearing masks and washing our hands. I mean, nothing's changed about washing your hands.
Yeah,
That guy might need to know that.
Have him refresh his internet browser when he gets home. What a weirdo. All right, thank you for calling.
Somebody eating carrots in the bathroom and then saying how rude
you flushed
it. I told
you, bathroom cell phone use is weird.
Hell?
Go ahead, Alicia. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, she's in Plymouth.
So you have somebody behaving very strangely on a phone in public, or what happened? What's your story?
Yeah, so I actually work at Walgreens in the pharmacy department,
mm-hmm.
And we have You know, I deal with crazy people all day.
Yeah, I can't imagine being the person who has to give the pills to everybody.
Yeah,
you see a lot of different people. But I actually have people come up to me and they're like in the middle of a FaceTime chat or like just walking past the pharmacy, and just like all the conversations I hear with people with them being on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely obnoxious.
Yeah.
And these are just regular run-of-the-mill conversations. These are nothing to do with their prescriptions or something they need because someone at home is ill.
Yeah. And when Allie had mentioned that she was in Walgreens, she was listening to a guy. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to call in because I deal with this on a daily basis.
It happens all the
time.
You've
seen it. I mean, I've never seen anyone. I've seen people on the phone in public, and I've seen people even on speaker, but I've never seen someone in the middle of a store have a full-on conversation about nothing with it at the highest level of volume. It was bizarre.
Everybody's witnessing it,
this is strange. I mean, and I walked from one side of the store to the other and could still hear everything clearly. Does that tell you how loud it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I heard it in the bathrooms at my work. And
unbelievable. So and Walgreens has a door to a door to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which means it goes through two doors.
It's going through the hallway door, through the bathroom door, and maybe even through a third door, through a stall door. That's three doors.
Hell?
That's three. Thanks for calling, Alicia.
Dang.
We appreciate you listening this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be aware of your surroundings when you're on the speakerphone.
Oblivion, man. People are real dumb.
Yeah. It's finally here, Allie. It's here. It's the day you've been waiting for.
What?
I told you about it last week or the week before. Amazon Prime Day and...
Oh, today's the day.
Today and tomorrow is the day.
Why hasn't my Amazon been sending me 5,000 notifications?
Not only is it Amazon Prime Day, but it's also the Target deal days that are going on right now as well. Today and tomorrow.
Is this all online?
Yes, all of it is online.
So it's not like I should rush to Target after work. It's I should get online.
Online deals are way better, man. Brick and mortar's still there, but you're going to get the better deals online. Like all the devices on Amazon are all on sale. Target is stepping up their game. It's right into the world that Amazon is doing.
Dude.
Offering all the gadgets and the kitchen appliances. It's on like Donkey Kong, man. It is on.
I don't remember which store it was that had boots, some like hunter boots that are normally like $150. Yeah. Had the tall ones for like $60.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because they were doing pre-deals. This was the other day. Yeah.
Then you pre-deals before the actual
deal.
For real.
Deals. Yeah, and I had gone and they were all sold out for like, except for one size, of course. So that's my only issue
they have a
with
limited...
the deal days is that you see something, but that's if you really see the real steals like that, where you can get boots for half the price, when you go, it's gone anyway. And then I get pissed off. You see what I'm saying?
Amazon will do that. They'll have what's called lightning deals today and tomorrow. So they'll have like a little thing that'll go on sale. It's a ridiculous price.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it was an Echo Dot and a Ring doorbell, like the cool doorbell with the video camera on it. Both of them for
that's
like,
the first thing I see when I get onto Amazon today. It's the same deal.
Last
Ring.
Year, I ordered it on Prime Day. It was $60 for both of them.
Yeah.
And it never came because it was in such high demand, they canceled the order.
Oh, they couldn't even
fulfill it.
So there they just pretended like they could and then canceled it after you bought it.
Clearly overextended that offer.
Interesting.
So you do run that risk on some of them. I'm just saying that's what happened once to me last year. But you can still save a crap ton of money and maybe even get your Christmas shopping done and then mail it. Because I'm not going to go see my family for Christmas.
I'm curious to see how it does this year. Like, does it do as good as normal? You got a lot of people without jobs. You got, you know, I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Will Prime Day be everything it has been?
Yeah.
There's
also
a
lot of people
years.
That aren't spending their money going out, so
that's
they're saving
what I'm
more
saying.
Money.
Everything
so,
is, well, I don't know if they're saving.
Different.
They're just not.
Right?
I'm not going out and spending. I'm not saving a whole lot over here.
Right? Just spending it on other things.
Or you just, you know, you're not making as much money as you normally are. There's all kinds of things.
Well, today and tomorrow, if you want to, Amazon, the Prime Days, and Target, the deal days, the battle of the online deals. So 103.7 Kiss FM. We're commercial free.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So she filed for divorce like a month ago, if even that long. Cardi B, she's only 28. She turned 28 over the weekend, had a big party. Filed for divorce from Offset. They've been all over the place. You know, she had gotten in fights with women in strip clubs over him cheating. And what she said when she filed was, in the past couple days at least, she said she was not going to sit around and wait for him to cheat again. Which must be a fear of women who have stayed with guys who cheat and vice versa.
Because they go, I'll change.
You're
it was just one time.
You're sitting around in fear all the time.
It only happened once. It was a mistake. It'll never happen again.
Right. And do you ever really trust him? And then if trust is gone, how do you have love, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so she dropped him. And then at her birthday party, he was there. And she was like having the time of her life with him, dancing on him, kissing him. He spent $8,000 on a custom car seat for their daughter, Culture.
Yeah.
After they had kissed on her birthday. So, I don't know.
He put up a billboard in Vegas for them, too.
Oh, God, dude.
Of her and Culture.
I just say,
bought a billboard
I did
in Vegas.
See that.
Yes.
I did see that. There were so many moving pieces here. I did see that.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm assuming they're still going to get divorced. Maybe they're going to screw around in the meantime. This is like a Tristan Khloe Kardashian situation.
Oh, they kept hooking up?
It's at the point where it's just like, it is what it is. Like, you want to be, like, you can keep making out with your husband, but it's not going to change you being afraid he's going to cheat on you.
Should they have just never gotten married to begin with?
Who?
Cardi B and Offset.
Obviously.
Those two, right?
Obviously. That's just most people in the world right now that I could be like, you shouldn't have gotten married to begin with. Duh.
If you just wanted to hang out and occasionally sleep with other people, just do that. Hang out and occasionally sleep with other people.
She wants to sleep with other people. I think that was part of the problem. But she knows what kind of man she's dealing with. At some point, you got to get real.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you have guys with women throwing themselves at them.
Yeah.
What kind of dude are you? Can you control yourself or not? A lot of guys can. And that's on them, not the woman.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Boo-hoo, I'm a man. That's the way it is. I don't want to hear it.
An F you to
control
the guy that goes, well, she, no, don't blame it on her. If you're unhappy with her, then leave. Don't cheat. It's stupid.
It's just a stupid period. People want to have their cake and eat it too, Riggs.
But you can't. No, you can't.
Apparently you can.
No.
I mean, she filed for divorce and she's still getting it on with them.
Speaking of, you can.
That's my point.
Speaking of marriages, I've almost been married for 10 years.
Yeah.
And something just finally happened that I never thought would happen.
Good or bad?
I don't know if it's good or bad yet. I'm not sure. I'm kind of in the middle right now.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I'll tell you about it next.
What? What is the problem?
It's
drama
it's
at the Riggs house?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
Well, it might be drama, but it's not. Here's what's happening.
What do you mean? It is or it isn't?
My wife and I have been married for 10 years. Mm-hmm. All right? And in 10 years, we've slept in the same bed next to each other. Queen-size bed every night. That's the way we roll. Sometimes she'll like kind of jab me if I'm snoring because I tend to snore. I'll snore on and off. Sometimes I do snore. Sometimes I don't. And I'll get a little poke and I'll go out and I'll sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting worse for some reason.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that she travels a lot and she hasn't been this year, so you've been spending a lot more time sleeping in the same bed, in fairness?
I don't know what that would have to do with
because you don't share a bed as much as you. She normally would be traveling a lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
You've been together almost every day with the exception of her going to, you're sleeping together way more.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're every night. I'm like, every night this year.
Yeah. But I don't know why
I'm,
I don't understand why I'm snoring more. I've tried like the strips.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, I just thought you were sleeping together more, so those were becoming more issues.
No, it's my snoring. It's me. It's my snoring because my wife is a very light sleeper, all right? It's like leaves blowing outside. She'll hear it rustling and she wakes up. She's a horrible sleeper. I, on the other hand, can sleep through earthquakes. I can sleep through tsunamis. Mm-hmm. I can sleep through a hurricane. No problem. I've had her shouting at me before to wake me up.
Yeah.
I can sleep anywhere, through anything.
Mm-hmm.
She even snores, but it doesn't bother me because I can sleep right through it.
It doesn't bother you.
And I can
go
right back to sleep. So now last night I suggested, because she kept poking me and she was like, put that thing in your nose. There's these little things you can put in your nose to open up your nasal passages.
Okay.
To help you not snore. She's like, well, you still snore. She goes, now it's like a muted snoring now. So you're still snoring, but it's just not as loud, but it's still a snore.
Did you snore when you guys met?
Okay. Something has made it worse, and I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. If it's something internally, if it's something with my fitness, I mean, should I need to work out more? I need to lose more weight? I don't even know what the problem could be. I have no idea.
Did you ask a doctor?
No, I didn't.
No.
I probably should.
No.
So I suggested, I go, why don't I just sleep in the other room?
Because that was my other thing. Like,
why don't I just sleep in the other room?
I don't think there's anything wrong with sleeping in the other room, but I'm again saying these are things later in a marriage that aren't so amusing anymore.
Right.
I don't mind you snoring. 10 years in. You're driving me crazy. Are you following what I'm getting at here?
Yes,
you're
like, it's, she's losing her sleep.
Yeah.
She's getting frustrated with me. It's going to create, even if it's not there, it's subconscious resentment a little bit, I would think.
Well, yeah. The things that start to bug you about people add up in marriages and then they explode over dumb things.
And sleep is important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sleep is very important to a lot of people. And I know how precious sleep is. So last night I suggested, I was like, why don't I just sleep in the other room?
Yeah.
That way it won't bother you at all.
Yeah.
I'll wake up in the morning, I'll shower in the other, we have a complete other side of our house.
I'll get ready because I got a weird schedule, you tell her.
I'm up way earlier than her.
Fine. Seems like a reasonable solution.
And she feels like that could maybe be a slippery slope because that's going to be weird because I don't think neither one of us ever anticipated sleeping separately like that. And it's not saying we can't go and sleep together in the same bed again every once in a while.
I know lots of couples that don't sleep in the same bed and they're fine.
Yeah.
And I know lots of couples who sleep in the same bed and they're not fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it really has anything to do with the other.
I don't think so either. But are there other couples out there that do this? I was curious.
Because to me, it's like one of those things we're told from go that it's supposed to be that way. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to have a mate. You're supposed to get married or have kids or whatever. You're supposed to sleep in the same bed. Says who? Says who?
Says society.
See what
who.
I mean, though?
Says society.
Yeah,
that's
so?
Who.
Yeah. So they making all your decisions? That's my point.
They are.
We are so in relationships confined to these standards of what makes it a solid relationship.
Yeah.
Have we learned nothing anymore?
I agree.
Sleeping in the same bed, I know couples that have been married 20 years who sleep in different rooms and they're fine.
I think you can be a totally very healthy relationship and sleep in separate beds. It doesn't mean you're still not connected because there's still 20 some other hours of the day, right? 19 some hours of the day.
What did I say to you? You should be more focused on what you're doing when you're awake. Because when you're asleep, who cares if you're in the same room? You're asleep. What does it matter?
You're both recharging.
I was going to say, I'd be more focused on the day-to-day regular, how are we doing when we're awake together versus how are we when we're unconscious at night? Who the hell cares, right? Like if you really think about it.
Do other people, have they gone through this with the one partner snoring, the other not? Were there somebody go into a different bedroom? 414-799-1037. You can always call or text.
That's a hard turn for women, too, because it's like our relationship isn't what it used to be, in reality it's just addressing the coexisting problems of people. Any people, I don't care if you're married, single, living with a roommate or a sibling, you're going to snap about stuff. Yeah. I don't care who you are. It doesn't mean you don't love somebody, you know?
Yep. 414-799-1037. Sleeping in separate bedrooms in a relationship.
Is Riggs doomed?
Are we doomed?
I don't think so, but
I want to know what
people call it.
I do want to know what people think next. Hold on. If you're sleeping in separate rooms, but you're still getting good sleep, I think that's okay. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm a big snorer, and my wife and I have recently gotten into some sleep issues at night because she's a very light sleeper, can't sleep through my snoring. So
she's had it.
Yeah.
It's like I said, you put up with stuff for years, and then you just snap.
So I suggested last night, I was like, why don't I just sleep in the other bedroom? The dog sleeps in that room. I'll just kick him out, and I'll sleep there.
But she thought that was a bad sign for your marriage.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I do, too.
I think when I was younger, I might have agreed with her, but I think as I've gotten older and dated more and seen more, I think there's tons of people who sleep in different rooms with healthy relationships.
JoJo, good morning. You're a dude. You get this. You know what?
Yes, I do.
So, what's going on?
My father snores so loud.
Okay.
Oh, if he sleeps on a couch, oh my God.
Okay.
So you're just talking about coexisting with somebody who snores a lot, not necessarily your wife or significant other.
Yeah, my dad snores. My God.
Yeah, my dad was like that growing up, and I'm still traumatized from staying in hotel rooms on vacation with it.
Yeah. So you kick him out to the couch, and he still snores. Now he wakes up the whole house instead of just your mom, probably, which is great. JoJo, thanks for calling, man.
Does Allie's ex snore?
I don't even remember if my ex-husband snores. I've been divorced for 7 years. I can't remember what it was like sleeping. I'm not even kidding.
Care,
I don't remember
honestly.
Sleeping
nor
in the same bed
care.
With him, nor do I give a damn. I really don't. I wish I could answer that, JoJo, but I dated
calling,
a guy
JoJo.
Who snored, and I slept in the same bed, and I was fine. 10 years down the road, I might have snapped like Riggs' wife.
Holly, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. We're talking about couples. One snores, the other. Should they go to separate bedrooms? Is that fine?
So it's not as much as snoring, as much as my significant other loves to, cuddle during the middle of the night. And he's a stupid radiator. We'll be cuddling, and he's like 90 degrees, and I'm sweating in the middle of the night. I'm like, roll over, and then he'll get closer, and I'll have to like roll over further. I'm hanging off half of the bed. I just want to cuddle.
He loves
like,
you.
Yeah, but you're 80 degrees.
But you don't love him less. You just want to sleep comfortably in your own bed, don't you?
Yeah, it's not like it's his fault he's a hot person. Like, I get it. So we just had to put in, like, one of those movable air conditioning units in our bedroom, and I said,
That was the answer? Was instead of him moving over, his getting a new air conditioning unit in the room?
He's like a bear. What do you want? I got a kid like that.
Jeez.
I've slept next to both my kids. Hudson's like a bear like that. Like, you feel like a heater is on top of you sleeping next to you.
Yeah, some people put off a lot
what
of heat.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know why somebody's
doing
that.
We're all 98.6 degrees. How can somebody be warmer? I don't know.
It's just he gives off so much extra body heat, and I'm over here like dying in my sleep.
It's funny though how I'm
like dripping sweat. I'm like, I need a third shower.
Right?
No, it's gross. Thanks, Holly. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more call from Julie this morning. Julie, we're talking about couples. One snores, the other. Separate bedrooms, okay to do? Yes. Hello,
Julie.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. What up, girl?
What do you have to say? What are your thoughts?
My husband snores terribly.
Okay.
Terribly. He tries to suck every ounce of oxygen in the room every time he inhales.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
We've been married for 30 years. We actually had our 30th wedding anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He goes to bed really early. He's 5 years older than I am,
okay.
So we always refer to him as the old man.
That doesn't matter when you've been married 20 years. The five-year difference doesn't count anymore.
Right.
You're probably both in your, like, 40s or 30s. Or
Julie's probably held on to that five-year age difference since the beginning.
Yeah, time to let that go.
Since the beginning.
Yeah. Unless you're 14 and 19, I don't give a damn.
Since they started dating, Julie was like, you're 5 years older than me. That's going to be the joke.
You were a senior when I was in eighth grade. Woo!
You could have been my babysitter. So now what's the answer? So what does he do now? Your husband, he's a very heavy snorer. What was your solution?
So he goes to bed hours before I do, usually about 8:30.
Okay.
I'm a night owl, so I don't go to bed until 11:30.
Okay.
But I also try not to go to bed any earlier than that so that he can have at least a couple of hours in our bed, because then when I go up to bed, he comes down onto the couch.
So you just swap out then?
Yep.
Okay.
Why doesn't he just sleep? Is there anywhere else he could sleep? Or is that just, are you in like a two-room situation?
Well, we have a three-bedroom house, but he and my one daughter's off to college, but he won't use her room because, quite honestly,
I was gonna say,
what about the other room?
I would hear him through the door, and my other daughter is in the other room. So,
and he
snores so loud that I would hear him through the door.
Does he have sleep apnea? I mean, what are these people? No. Are they just undiagnosed?
No, he actually had surgery probably 18 years ago, and it lasted for 1 week, and he was right back to snoring again.
Can they guarantee those surgeries? Because people have texted into 414-799-1037 and said you can go to like Advent, the ear, nose, and throat place, and they can do a surgery and open up pretty much your nasal passages so you can breathe easier and you're not snoring. But can they guarantee that? I don't know. I don't want to spend a bunch of money to get a surgery. But if it sounds like it didn't work for him, so thank you so much for calling, Julie.
Did you see the text?
No. Thanks for calling, Julie.
The text.
Oh God, what happened now?
Listen to this. It says slippery slope, Riggs. My parents slept in separate beds, and now my dad lives across the street from Allie with his husband. That's a fact. I have a couple across the street, and they're two married men, but they have, you know, grandchildren because he was married to a woman for a while. So I totally know who that person is. The text it in. It's probably his daughter, but it was a good joke.
So me sleeping in a separate bedroom.
My parents slept in separate beds, and now my dad lives across the street from Allie and has a husband.
All right.
I don't think you're gay, though, Riggs.
Who knows?
I think you would know, but it was a funny joke.
God. All right. Well, you can still call her text.
She just said, pretty sure snoring wasn't the problem.
There were other problems, other deep lag problems. So if you could work remotely anywhere in the country,
Would you move somewhere and work remotely somewhere
yes.
in the country? Anywhere
yes.
else in the country?
No offense, work... Wisconsin.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think anybody would take offense. You mean...
Why wouldn't
you mean
I?
You don't enjoy 3-week-long summers?
No, no,
you don't
I don't.
You don't enjoy 11 months of winter? You don't?
Could I go somewhere warm all year? Yeah, I would. Right. Okay.
2020 has forced a lot of people to make some decisions. Some people are relocating because mm-hmm. they can. Some people because maybe they got a new position or maybe they have to go somewhere else.
They got a job, yeah.
And this website has put together a list. It's called The Best Places to Live in America. Mm-hmm. Best places, hands down.
Okay.
This is like safety they're taking into account, affordability, the job market. And number 3 on the list was Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
That city is always on list of nice small towns.
Yeah, because it's like you can live in a decent, not small town, but not big town.
Mm-hmm.
Still afford it.
Yep.
Still have like a little bit more of an action feel because of the college. Like yeah. there's stuff happening. And you got Water Park Central in the Dells and you got vacation mixed with hiking, mixed
yeah.
with, you know, a good place to live. I get it.
It's out there. So we got outdoor activities is another big thing
yeah.
that Madison is apparently known for.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that beat it out were Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Fort Collins, Colorado. So they're all like smaller type towns.
But Colorado's outdoorsy
Colorado.
People too.
100%.
They're all about the outdoors,
yeah.
man.
So if you were thinking of relocating to Madison, know that it came in that high on the list. I wasn't expecting anything from Wisconsin to make
See,
a list like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I don't even picture Madison relocating. To me, it's like
either.
You could drive every day if you got a job in Madison for
yeah.
a little, you know, you could handle that versus somewhere having to literally move,
uh-huh.
you know,
100%.
To another state.
So know that if you have friends that live in Madison, you can tell them, hey, you live in one of the best cities in the world.
You like, want to trade?
You still get the cold, though. Can't yeah. hide from that. It's 103.7 KISS FM. We're commercial free. We do them all day, every day, these commercial free hours.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, you might have thought Jennifer Aniston would not let another man steal her heart, but that's exactly what she did when she added to her family.
Oh.
Because welcome to the family. You ready for this?
Oh, God. I think I know where you're going with it. Go
Lord
ahead.
Lord Chesterfield, everyone. I present to you the cutest damn puppy you've
God.
Ever seen. Looks like a miniature version of Marley. It looks like the puppy in Marley and Me.
She was in that movie.
I know. That's why
it's
I
great.
Bring it up. It was the most... I still cry when I watch Marley and
Every
Me.
Every time.
So you can picture Jennifer Aniston already with a lab, and this is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
So it's actually a schnauzer mix. But hey. Oh, wait, no, she already has a schnauzer. Oh, my bad. I was like, this dog
so
looks like a little lab. Yeah.
She has a second dog now?
She's got three.
Three?
Sorry.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better
she's
than
got
three
a pit
kids.
Bull, a schnauzer, and then, yeah, her little Lord Chesterfield, which I thought was funny, the name. And she said,
Lord.
He stole my heart immediately.
I bet.
But all I could picture was Marley and Me because it looks exactly like the puppy
yeah,
in Marley
does.
And Me.
Totally does.
So, super cute.
Hell
super
yeah.
cute.
Three dogs better than three kids any day. I'll take that.
Yeah, there
right.
you go.
Well, you're going to talk about something getting canceled. That really surprised me in 2020.
I know. It's like
sudden.
2020 as a whole.
Yeah.
Everything's getting canceled. I
yeah.
can't. One little thing to look forward to. That's what happened yesterday. My poor kids were so excited. And you remember when you were a kid and you had something to look forward to? Even as an adult, when I have something to look forward to that gets
oh, yeah.
canceled, I get upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So imagine, you remember what it's like being a kid and something you're looking forward to
Did
getting
you
canceled?
Plot the whole thing, the whole day in your
oh.
head, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat,
yes.
what you're going to spend your money on, how much fun you're going to have, how
that
awesome it's going to be.
Didn't happen yesterday. It was supposed to. My poor kids were so excited because
what were they, gonna do?
They were going to see their grandparents and they hadn't
oh.
seen them in forever because their grandparents who live up north in northern Wisconsin were going to be driving to Florida. Not my parents. My parents already live in Florida.
Right.
So they were going to be driving by to go to Florida for the winter and they were going to stop and see their grandkids.
Okay.
And the kids were so excited. Oh, we've got something to do. Somebody's picking us up. Somebody new, and they're probably going to have presents because it's grandma and grandpa.
Dude, grandparents, 100%.
Yeah, and they're
yes.
going to give us ice cream and pizza and all the things we wanted. It's something exciting. And then I got the call. They were supposed to come at 3 p.m. yesterday and pick them up, and I got the call from their dad.
What time?
And the dad, 1 p.m.
Okay.
1 p.m. So two, they've been waiting. They're dressed. They're asking me what time it is. When do they get to leave? So exciting. And then I got the call from their dad saying, it's not happening. And I'm like, oh no, what happened? And he goes, put your mom on the phone, because I had him on speaker. So my kids, I was like, oh, geez, what's going on? So I take my ex off speaker. I'm like, what? What's going on, dude? He's like, well, they've been exposed to COVID, so the shindig's off. So something happened where another grandkid they live near got exposed. So they then had to cancel all plans and rearrange their lives to not expose people that they haven't seen. So I then had to explain this to my kids, who were devastated, of course. But I just felt, and it was like, I get it. It's 2020.
Yeah.
They did the right thing. They said we're not doing the get together because this happened and we weren't, you know. But it brought me back to that disappointing feeling inside that everybody gets, and I just watched my kids deteriorate all day because they were upset about it. They were fighting. Hudson was crying about everything, and I was like, I know you're upset. Your day took a turn. It was not the way it was supposed to be, but here we are.
You know how your disappointment for canceling of something is proportionate to the time that it was canceled. Does that make sense? Like, if it's going to happen today, you're way more upset than if you tell me, oh, you're canceling the Super Bowl in February?
Yeah.
All right, I can deal with that. That's in February. That's down the road. That's a future me problem. Yes, but when it's the day of, when you're looking forward to it 2 hours before.
And it's not like they stood them up because they, you know, it was like just what they had to do because they got exposed to COVID. So it was like, we can't come get them. So I spent the night playing out of guilt because I felt awful. So I spent extra time with my kids because they were so disappointed. We got out this board game my parents sent to Owen, this Dragons board game.
Cool.
No.
Why not?
Nightmare. It was the most confusing game. Owen loves it.
He gets it, right?
Dude, my nanny was trying to play it this morning. I already got texts. I hate this game. I'm like, I know. It's so confusing. It's like Dungeons and Dragons on a board game, but there's like so many rules. The point is, Owen was fine playing Dungeons and Dragons on a board game, but Hudson was still a mess by the end of the day because he's the social one, you know?
Who was more upset? The kids because they got canceled, they didn't get to see their grandparents,
or
mom because you had 3 hours of you time planned that were now shot.
I was looking forward to me time on my day. I thought, I'll get a few hours of myself, and I couldn't even focus on my disappointment because they were too disappointed, which parents get, you know?
The disappointment of canceling. So I'm sure you're not alone in that, man. A lot of people have had stuff.
Happy 2020.
414-799-1037. You can always chime in, text, or call. We'd like to talk to you next. Hang on, it's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Morning.
Yeah, the sun is out today. That's nice. We'll take it. We'll take it.
After the cold, weird weekend we had, I'm all about it, man.
It's going to get colder this week. Fall is definitely here.
Jeez.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs and his wife like to sleep in separate beds, but don't say it too loud. No. To doom their relationship.
We might need to, man.
I don't think so. I think it's totally normal, and I think you're far enough in your relationship now where you can say, I don't want to sleep in the same bed as you, but I still love you. You snore too much.
I'm a really bad snorer, and a lot of people were texting in concern, saying like a respiratory therapist was like, please go get a sleep study done. So I have an
appointment. I actually do agree with that.
Yeah, I have an appointment today at Advent to go and get a device that will study my sleep tonight, like tonight, and I'll tell you how it goes.
All right, I'm dying to see this.
It's like this thing I gotta wear on my head. It looks like a half of a helmet and the thing that goes in my nose. And
it's like a mini sleep apnea kit.
Yeah.
A sleep apnea kit's like a step up, right?
Sleep apnea.
I've seen my dad's. My dad has one. That's my sister's husband has one. I mean, I know so many people that have sleep apnea. Those machines don't even faze me anymore.
That thing will cover your whole nose and mouth. This just goes on your forehead and has a microphone, so it listens to your snoring and it monitors your breathing. And that's it. So see if I have sleep apnea.
Okay.
Which I may. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I learned something from Allie this morning.
What's that?
I learned that your children learned the savage defeat of disappointment again.
God.
Everybody gets handed disappointment left and right in 2020, but yesterday they thought they were going to go hang out with grandma and grandpa.
It was something to do.
Get presents.
Something new.
Something awesome. And then 2 hours before they were supposed to pick them up,
they
got
canceled. Because they got exposed to COVID, so they couldn't come. So I was like, okay, this didn't go so well, and my kids lost
Screws
it.
Them.
And then I had to act like I wasn't sad that they were about to leave for 3 hours, and they stayed.
You had 3 hours of you time planned.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I had 3 hours of playing some Dungeons and Dragons board game is what I had, Riggs.
Quality time with your kids, I say.
Is that what you call it? Well, I'm pretending like I care about the Dungeons and Dragons game. Is that what you call it?
That's what I'm calling it, yeah. Hey, if you don't have a radio, that's fine. Use the radio.com app to listen to us and catch up with the show on demand. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.